it's time to check in on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline with Rich Kirchen from the Milwaukee Business Journal. And Rich, a lot went on this week. Let's start with Milwaukee Tool and a little bit of a change there.
Yes, well, the company, for anyone who's been paying attention, has gone through over a decade of massive and rapid growth. And Steve Richman has been the company president for the last 17 years. So their sales have gone from something like $500 million to $9 billion in that time.
Wow.
And they've expanded into all kinds of new product lines. They've gotten into new countries, new markets. Their products are featured at Home Depot. Anyway, and they've expanded a lot of new offices and plants here in southeast Wisconsin. Steve Richman was just promoted to CEO of Milwaukee Tool's owner, which is called Tektronic Industries. And then what they did in turn was, rather than filling Steve's position with a new company president at Milwaukee Tool, they promoted five of his sort of lieutenants, other executives who've been on his team. They all are now group presidents. So they sort of have, they're running it by committee with five group presidents.
Well, let's talk about another Milwaukee business, and that's Palermo's Pizza. I understand they're going to build a bigger campus in West Milwaukee?
Right. Well, they had announced a couple months ago that they were going to build about a 200,000 square foot facility in West Milwaukee to expand their production. It's the former Fredert Malts location on about 39th and Lincoln. And the company this past week or so filed some new documents with the Village of West Milwaukee that show that they are looking at a second phase. Of course, you got to do first things first with the first plant, but they might add another 140,000 square feet after this first phase, assuming the company keeps growing. They said they're not ready to comment on when the second project might happen because they're focused on getting the first one up and running.
And let's talk about another Milwaukee business, and I think this surprised a few people, and that's the receivership of Poblocki Signage.
Yes. Poblocki Sign Company. They've been in business for 90 years in Milwaukee. They make custom signs for businesses and other organizations. A couple of their iconic signs in recent years, Northwestern Mutual sign in downtown Milwaukee, Fiserv Forum, the sort of monument sign in front of the building that says Fiserv Forum, that's theirs. Now, they're just on countless signs in the area. They filed for receivership. They laid off most of their employees and ceased operations. So while they are in this receivership case, they do have a receiver, Milwaukee attorney Mike Polsky, who is trying to find a buyer to get them back in business. But for the time being, they're not making any signs.
What does this mean for their customers then?
Well, there's no doubt that they had customers. They might have been midstream with some sign projects. I'm sure they had orders that they're not going to be able to fulfill. So those customers need to decide if they want to wait a little while if they can, or else there are other sign companies in the area that are only too happy to jump in and take over the projects.
As we walk around Milwaukee, some people are complaining about those dockless scooters, and they are back, and that's because there's a long-term contract. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, even though we've been seeing the dockless scooters downtown and other parts of Milwaukee the last few years, they were on sort of a temporary contract. The city was seeing how this worked. The city does get money from the companies and for the licenses and decided to sign permanent contracts with two of them, Lime and Spin. Each company is going to have at least 500 scooters on the streets starting this month through September. Lower number in sort of the winter months, not surprisingly. But yeah, last year they were averaging about 2,000 rides a day. And you know, that number certainly can go up with this new contract they signed.
And if you're driving around downtown, be careful because they are everywhere.
That's for sure.
You mentioned winter. A lot of people are planning those getaways, and Sun Country has some good news for them.
Yes, for people looking to get out of our upper Midwestern cold during the winter months, Sun Country just announced two direct flights to the Caribbean starting in December to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. And that goes December 26th to April 7th. And then the other one is Montego Bay, Jamaica, starting January 25th, 2025 through April 5th. So two times a week is what they're looking at for these trips. And they're also expanding their seasonal flights to Cancun.
Have you booked your flight yet?
No, but I'm tempted.
I think we both are. All right, finally, if you can't get away, here's an interesting story. I know you've gotten a lot of clicks on your website about it, Rich. Goodland Extract?
Good Land Extracts, yes. Not many people have heard of them. They are a THC extracting company in Milwaukee, and they have decided to get into the spirits business. And the story that's getting attention on our website is a new product. It's a non-alcoholic THC-infused gin beverage. Going to start distributing statewide in late June, and they're saying it has no alcohol in it, and it's an alternative for people who don't want an alcoholic drink but obviously want to get a good feeling from the THC. It's a botanical mix made with juniper, orange, and ginseng infused with THC that's derived from hemp, and it's going to be called Flipside Cannabis Spirit.
Any idea where this is going to be available?
They say they are working with a distributor, Badger Liquor and Gala Ventures, to distribute it at grocery stores, liquor stores, cannabis dispensaries, bars, and restaurants in the state of Wisconsin.
Are you going to try it?
Probably not. How about you?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but we'll look for it. I'm sure a lot of people are going to try it at least once.
Yeah, we'll watch other people use it and see what happens.
I think they'll be very relaxed. Rich Gurchin from the Milwaukee Business Journal, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.